Okay, we have Brother Muhammad here from Nigeria. Assalamu alaikum. Brother, your live on Ask Other Questions, please.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. My question is, what's the ruling regarding a Muslim having a ceremonial janazah at a grave site? For example, someone that served in the military or a past head of state who is a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
What's the ruling on having a ceremonial janazah whereby gone to Azin Shops and contact Abdul at the janazah?
Wa alaikum salam. Brother Muhammad there from Nigeria. Brother Usman from the kingdom, he says that when he reads Quran by himself in his room, he feels lazy and sleepy. But however, when he finds himself reading the Quran in the masjid, and it's in front of people, he finds enjoyment and he understands better. He wants to know if this is from riya and how sincere he is in doing this.
Most likely, we don't have to be so suspicious of ourselves. Most likely, it is easier to perform forms of worship in public rather than in private. And that is why if you pray at home, you wouldn't feel as good as when you're praying in the congregation. With the congregation, with the other Muslims, you feel more encouraged. You can taste the Quran when you listen to it from the imam rather than when you pray on your own. So I would not go to the extreme and say that this is riya or showing off or trying to impress people. But it's more encouraging to do such things among the others.
Our brother from Nigeria, he says, are you asking the ruling regarding the ceremonial janazah? I think it's up to their custom and tradition that they do certain acts at the time of the janazah. He wants to know if this is permissible.
Well, it is not permissible because anything that is connected with the funeral it's a form of worship. It has to be related back to the Quran and Sunnah. So if he's talking about a military parade and maybe some music and maybe 21 shot salute, all of this is innovation and part of imitating the kuffar, and a Muslim should not have this in his funeral. The easiest thing in Islam is the most things that we need. So whenever there is a need, a great need among the people, Islam makes it easy. Marriage, everyone needs to get married. It's the easiest thing. The father says, I give you my wife, my daughter in marriage. The man says, I accept. Two witnesses are there. It's his wife. They're gone. Funeral, we wash the dead. We wrap him in three shrouds. We perfume him, we offer a funeral prayer without any bowing or prostration, just only for takbir. We take him to his grave, we bury him, that's it. It's over.